Well, good evening, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I am just so excited that you're here today, and I'm really grateful that you have decided to spend half an hour with me. And I'd like to thank everyone for spending the time, because we all know how precious that time is. So here we go, diving right in. I want you to write down today's date. Today is Tuesday, January the 27th. My goodness, already heading into February. My name is Carla McNeil, and I do these terrific Tuesday teleclasses every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific for 30 minutes. And you can reach me by dialing 218-486-7200. And the bridge for this call is 549-706. Now, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to share or pass along, you can send them directly to me at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. My direct line is 778-835-4032. So, if during the call you're too shy to ask any questions, please do feel free to send me an email. Because I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, and actually be supported as they move along the journey to their own financial freedom. If that's you, go to retirewithcarla.com, send me your details, and I'll give you a call. Tonight's topic, an interesting one, based on what's been happening to me over the last 3 weeks and what I've been listening to, because, like my coach John DeLemme, I believe that you need to always be learning, and I am always learning. So, my question for you this evening is, what are you trading your life for? I have been listening to some teaching by Artemis Limpert this week. And whether your dream is big or whether your dream is small, it all costs the same. It's your life. So whether you decide to go after something huge and fill your life with it, or whether or not you just go along with the crowd and hit that rat race every day, doing the same as everybody else, it's up to you, because the cost is the same, and it's your life. Now, potential power is something that we all have, because information is what is going to give us the ability to perceive reality differently and to perceive ourselves differently. Information is critical. And you know, there's that saying, ignorance is bliss. In fact, someone used that on me today in a meeting. Ignorance is bliss. Well, I disagree. I believe that ignorance costs us big time. Because what you don't know can hurt you. If you don't know that something in that food isn't good for you, your health could be challenged. If you don't know that this is the route and the street you get to a certain address, you could get lost. That's gonna challenge how you spend your day. The potential power is something that we all have, and we all have the ability for success, every single solitary one of us. And there's three things that need to happen in order for you to become successful. One is to know and believe you can. Number two is to actually have a strategy. And number three is to be consistent every day. So to know and believe that you can actually become successful is what stops a lot of people. Is that what stops you? sometimes we need to suspend the belief that we have about ourselves, about our situation, and we need to borrow the beliefs of others. And hanging around with people who have done what we want to do. So suspending the belief, because you know what? If your neighbor can do it, if someone in your community can do it, so can you. So can I. We all have that potential power to become successful. Number two is having a strategy. Now that strategy is going to be different, a little different for each and every one of us because of the different places we are in our life. My strategy is very different because of what I have in my life. I have no children, so therefore sometimes I do have more time. I know my sister is very, very much a part of her children's life, and it takes a lot of her time. But the strategy needs to be there. And your strategy will be specific to your environment, to your knowledge, and to your beliefs. Or the beliefs that you're going to adopt, the beliefs that you're going to borrow from someone else. And you must be consistent every single day. Day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. I think of how consistent I am walking my dogs. And every day, I got to be pretty darn sick laid up in bed for me not to be out there walking those dogs. That is very consistent behavior. Developing the success habits. You must be consistent. When you suspend that belief, you follow the strategy you have, and you're consistent day in and day out and day in and day out, then things are going to change. But that consistency is critical. If you decide, oh yes, I'm just going to do that once a week. I'm just going to go out and build my business once a week. Well, guess what? You'll get once a week results. If you decide that you're going to build your business and you are going to actively participate and build your business every single day, then you will get every single day results. Stop and think about something that you have really wanted in your life and that you really focused on and you achieved. What were the habits, the strategies that you employed to make that happen? Those are the types of strategies we need to employ to make the success habits happen. So when you think about how will you achieve your dreams, do you shut down? Do you like turn off because your dream is just so, it's just so unrealistic. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to achieve that. Who do I think I am thinking that I'm going to be able to achieve that dream? I have absolutely no idea how I'm going to achieve that dream. Well, guess what? I have some good news for you, because the how you're going to achieve that dream is actually none of your business. Your responsibility is the dream. And the steps, there are six steps that have to take place prior to the how. How many of you heard that one before? Six things that's got to be in place that you can do on a daily basis that have to happen before you even need to consider the how. So number one, you got to have a dream. Now my dream, along with my husband Don, is to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan. Now when we first started out with that dream, it was only 10, and then it went to 100, and then it went to 1,000. And when we first started out with that dream, we had no idea how we were going to achieve that dream. But that was a dream that started to come alive for us. So you have the dream. Next, you've got to create the vision. What is it going to look like? So the vision of your dream is actually the arms and the legs. It's what makes your dream move. So my vision was a number of different things. I put in front of me a wall. Now, if you go to the Retire with Carla podcasts, there is a picture of me with the wall behind me. And that is 100 children waiting to be sponsored. And there are 6 pictures up there right now. So the vision is what you work on that are the little details of what it's going to look like. Not how you're going to achieve it, just what it's going to look like. What will your life look like when that dream is achieved? What will that dream look like? I'm standing here right now looking pictures of Eliuth and Miss Isabella. And that is part of the dream, knowing and how I feel when we're sponsoring those 1,000 children. The third step that needs to happen is the acceptance of the pain. Because guess what? You are going to have to go through some challenges in order to make it happen. If you didn't, you'd already have whatever it is your dream is. What you're doing today is not going to give you that dream. You need to go through some pain of recognizing that I need to change. I might need to change my behavior. I might need to change my habits. I might need to change the way I think, the way I believe. You may need to change all of the above. I did. But accepting the fact that you're going to go through some growing pains. Just like in any other process where you're learning how to do something, there's that huge takeoff, like the jet plane going down the runway. You know, they're burning up all that fuel for takeoff. Takeoff and landings, where the most fuel is, right? Most highest fuel consumption. Accept the pain that is what is going to happen here as well. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. Understanding that it's going to happen, recognizing that it's going to be there, understanding when it's happening, that it's just the learning process, actually lessens the pain. When you start to accept it and don't fight it anymore, it's not so painful. Oh yeah, here's another one of those big learning experiences. What am I going to learn from this one? And accept that it's just part of the process. Number 4, you got to have that goal. Now, the little pieces, chunk it down. What is the goal for this year? What is the goal for next year? What is the goal for this week? What am I going to do tomorrow? It's that dedication to thinking about it, planning it out, and learning. Without that, just like when you're planning that great vacation that you want to go on, you need to think about it, you need to plan it, and you need to learn. What are the sights I want to see when I go diving in the Red Sea? So your dream, you also want to get into that kind of detail. What is your dream going to look like? Get some pictures. Get some sayings. Read some books. Immerse yourself in that dream and come up with those specific goals. Number 5, the mission. This is where the passion comes in. Now, When I first started out on my dream, I didn't have the amount of passion for it that I do now. But you know what? That builds. When you put the arms and legs on that dream, when you create that vision, when you realize the goals and you are dedicated to the thinking, the planning, and the learning, that's where the passion starts to really develop and grow. And you begin to think of all the different things that you can do, the impact. What is your destiny? Ooh, what's your destiny? Mine? I know what my destiny is. My destiny is for the world to be a better place because Carla McNeil was here. I am having an impact on the world, whether it be small, whether it be great. My vision and my dream is for it to be great. And I have my goals. I understand that I need to think, plan, and learn. The mission is where the passion comes in. And when you build that passion within yourself, it starts to open up. And you realize, whoa, maybe this is what I'm here to do. Because whether you dream big or whether you dream small, it all costs exactly the same. Your life. Here's a quote for you. Focus more on your desire than on your doubt, and the dream will take care of itself. You may be surprised at how easily this happens. Your doubts are not as powerful as your desires unless you make them so. That's a quote from Marcia Weeder. Unless you make them so. So what are you going to focus on? Your desires or your doubts? Because either way, it's going to cost you your life. So high achievers, sorry, I just dropped the phone. High achievers plan for long term. Act now, but plan for the long term. So three things are lining up for them. They've got the methods, they've got the resources, and they've got the focus. Now, my husband Don and I are focusing right now on a workshop, something that we are learning, something that's very new to us. So we have found the method in this workshop. We have found an excellent teacher. We realize the resources that we need in order to make this happen. And boy, are we focused. We realize what it's going to take to make this happen. And we're doing whatever it takes to make it happen. Because life is for you and I, but it's not necessarily about you and I. And the clear goals that we have allow us, believe it or not, to recognize where we're wasting our time. So the high achievers with the methods, resources, and focus, and bringing that into play in whatever it is you want to do, whether it be working on the big dream that you have, working on some of the smaller goals, you will recognize where you are wasting your time. There are a number of things that I don't do anymore because I realized when I started to focus that I was wasting my time on certain things. So getting involved in the process and getting busy doing it allows us to recognize where we're wasting our time, what we can do different, and how we can focus. So ask yourself, how will I know when I have achieved success for me? What's it going to look like? I want you to spend some time thinking about that, feeling that in your heart. What is it going to look like? How will you know when you have achieved success? Because what happens to us is we make choices. And sometimes, in fact, most of the time, we make choices based on what we were conditioned for, not what we are capable of. Stop and think about all the things that you dreamt and did when you were a kid, all the things you were capable of. And then the conditioning happened. Because it's always our choice what we do. We may not always like the choices we have, but there is always a choice. And we can act according to all that conditioning that we've received that says, oh yeah, Carla, you're clumsy. You know, oh good Lord, we don't want Carla doing that. She'll break it. Well, in some cases that was a good thing. Then I didn't have to do dishes. But the unconscious mind takes over 98% of what we do. Think about how your body works without you thinking about it. You breathe without thinking about it. So what you're looking for in terms of part of your strategy is you're looking for people who act out of their beliefs, not out of their conditioning. So you're looking for people who are doing what it is you want to do, who are demonstrating the behaviors of where it is you want to go, what you want to do. And you want to make sure that you hang on to those people. Now, whether it be through teleseminars, books, friends, neighbors, associates, do what you can to put yourself in their environment. Now, you may be able to put yourself physically in someone's environment, and you may be able to just do it through other methods. Like this workshop that we're taking, it's all done through video seminars. But we are putting ourselves in the company of people who are acting out of their beliefs, not out of their conditioning. So what you're doing here is you're actually borrowing the belief of others. You're borrowing a belief of where you want to be, not necessarily the one that you have right now. Because most of us are conditioned to believe that you can't get everything that you want, that life is just full of hardships, and that you just got to go with the status quo. You'll never succeed. Well, guess what? I'm saying you can. You can find that potential power in yourself, become that high achiever, and actually succeed in achieving your dream. Because it's a process. Now, for some people, that process is a lifelong process. For some people, it happens much faster. But when you realize your own beliefs can be what are hindering you, a good question to ask yourself, and I got this one from Artemis as well. Ask yourself, what would you do if it really wasn't true? So if my belief that I only deserve to be this weight, this healthy, this financially secure, this able to provide for my family and friends, if that's what I believe, what would happen if I just set that belief aside for now and adopted the belief of my coach, John Delemy, or my coach, Laura Langemeyer? Now, Laura Langemeyer said to me one day, she said, Carla, if you knew how easy it was to make $10,000 a day, you'd hurry up. You'd hurry up and get into this area, into changing your beliefs. So you want to bet that I am borrowing some of the beliefs of Laura Langemeyer? I'm borrowing some of the beliefs of John DeLemme. By borrowing those beliefs, because you know what? They did it. They came from all different environments, and they did it. They have 24 hours in a day, just like I do. They have a brain, they have a body, just like I do. If they can do it, I can do it. So I'm going to borrow some of their beliefs to allow me to achieve my dreams. Now, one of my favorites that came from a Laura Langemeyer Bob Proctor CD called Your Power Now, oh dear, I can't remember the exact title, is an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I am so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. And as I say that affirmation to myself every day, and I've been doing that for quite a few months now, it is amazing how many opportunities I see, because I'm training my brain to go there. I'm not allowing my unconscious mind to take over. I'm taking control. So it's not how many doors are opened to you that counts. It's how many you are brave enough to walk through. That's a quote from Unknown. I couldn't find the source on that one, but I liked that one. It's not how many doors are open to you that counts. It's how many you're brave enough to walk through. So what are you trading your life for? Whether your dream is big, whether your dream is small, it all costs the same, your life. So when you're sitting in your rocking chair at 104 years old, what are you going to be able to say about your life? Me, when I'm in that rocking chair at 104, I want to say the world is a better place because Carla McNeil was here. So realize you have that potential power. Know and believe. And if your belief system isn't there yet, suspend that one and adopt someone else's. It worked for them, it'll likely work for you. Have a strategy. Be consistent every single day. The steps you got to take before the how even comes into play. Dream. Have the vision. Accept the fact that there's going to be some pain, some challenges. Have your goals. Be dedicated. Be dedicated to the goals. Think, plan, learn. What is your mission and what is your destiny? Because whether your dreams are big or whether your dreams are small, it all costs the same, your life. So I'm going to open up the line, see if we have any questions or comments. One moment. So the lines are open. Does anyone out there have a question or a comment this evening? Awesome. Thank you very much. Glad you're here. Thank you. Anyone else have a question or a comment this evening? Well, as always, I would like to thank you very much for listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And you know what? As always, I want to hear about your dreams. What are they? Send me an email to carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know. Let me know how this has impacted on you. What do you like best about today's teleclass? carla@retirewithcarla.com. I look forward to hearing you on the next teleclass. And remember, have fun. Good night.